I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to Savvy Business, Life Unscripted, with your host, Christina Rivera, where our guests share their wisdom and valuable business tips, empowering our audience to expand their personal potential.
Hi, Sophie. Welcome to Savvy Broadcasting, Life Unscripted. I'm so grateful to have you here this wonderful day, the day before Thanksgiving here in the U.S., and you're going to talk about all the wonderful work you're doing to help people in third world countries get the education they need. So need. I mean, education is the most important thing all across the world, but you've created the Boom Box Design Labs, and you're going to talk about a new learning app that you've just launched or getting ready to launch. But before we go and share all those wonderful details, just share a little bit about your background with our audience.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. It's a huge honor to be here. To join you and to speak about entrepreneurship and social impact. I am the founder and CEO of Bloombox Design Labs, which is my public benefit corporation for scaling solar-powered computer learning labs to get every girl access to the best quality education possible. Our mission is kind of to take this design thinking approach to empowering students with high quality technology so that they can then go on and build their own dreams and passions. I'm really excited to talk about that work today.
Yeah. And I heard you mention something in one of your TED Talks where you didn't want to just create a space where they can get nice little gadgets to do learn education, which is very important because we're so blessed in this country, in Canada and the US, to have access to this stuff, the internet and to computers. But you wanted to make a space that would lend to the openness and to allowing people to be open to education and to STEM and all of that. So explain for our audience a little bit about why you got into architecture and how the design kind of lends itself to, you know, people being able to be educated that much more and better.
That was a beautiful question. I think about this so much. I had the privilege of going to some beautiful schools growing up. I got to go to all girls schools and kind of see that there's such limitless potential to girls' creativity and abilities. And so, I never saw limits on what we could accomplish together. I then also got to, study in some beautiful maker spaces. As I was growing up, I was really interested in both math and science, but also art and design. Found architecture as this combination of both of those things. And so I would take summer camps to learn more about architecture and be in studios where I just felt like I totally belonged and was supported. As we were talking about earlier, I grew up with sort of going to Africa and just really learning about these students that were brilliant and cool and funny and smart and didn't have sort of the same classroom resources as I did. So the project kind of grew up with me a little bit, and we can talk about sort of the parts of that journey that led to Bloombox. But I found myself at this high school in Blantyre in Malawi. I was painting a mural because I'd raised money for water wells, which brought me to Malawi. And I got to spend like a week on this campus that was just, you know, bustling with life. Students would come out, play on the basketball court, go back to their classrooms, and got to have conversations with kids about their dreams. And they were the same age as me. And it was really fun. But also just noticing that there was no electricity, running water, or technology in classrooms. And I went home and I thought about, it'd be awesome to send computers to their school and raise money for that. But computers need power. And so, okay, send them with solar panels. But for me, as kind of like a budding architect, I feel like creating those spaces where the narrative around that space is that when you come in here, you're welcome to design and to create whatever you think is important. I wanted to make that space for people to come and to have the resources at hand that they would need. So it wasn't just about computers or power. It was sort of about this whole combination of like a space for kids to build their dreams. Yeah.
Wow. Can you build all schools across the US and Canada too? Because I think that's often missing. I think the element that what we're doing when we go to educate ourselves is we're learning to be future creators and pull out our potential and our gifts and bring them into the world. And that's what education allows you to do, hopefully one day, is to pull out all of your potential and then bring it to the world to make it better. And so I love that you're doing that. I remember a mentor saying to me many years ago that you should make your space that you work in is beautiful for you, so you can be as productive as possible. And I think that's what you're hinting at here, is what you're trying to do.
Yeah, it is. And it's just sort of that, I think, if we can just level the playing field and give every kid kind of a place where they feel they belong and where they have the tools they need, I think that there's just going to be so much potential unleashed. And as we, you know, step into the future, there are so many hard and complicated challenges, and we need everyone's creativity and brilliance to tackle like climate change, inequality. And it's sort of, I think that there are these students that are living through these challenges firsthand and know the solutions and just need, need those spaces to design. And so it's sort of this cool thing where like my maker spaces have been, workshops in South Africa, kind of construction sites in my backyard the first time. And kind of these, like my mentors that have kind of made those spaces for me have showed me definitely the importance of maker spaces. And so I kind of want to be able to replicate that. And when you said, like, can you build schools across the US? I mean, that would be such a dream. But I think you're touching on as well this idea of scalability, like how can you make an environment that is positive and that kind of hits all these targets and then reproduce it for schools across the world. And so that's sort of my vision looking forward, is to try to support the government of Malawi's vision for more labs and kind of grow from there so that every kid can have access. And it's crazy when you think about the stats of like 900 million people not having access to electricity, or I think in Malawi, like 80% of people are off the power grid. And sort of disproportionate numbers of girls have, you know, access to education compared to boys. And so I think the kind of makerspace revolution is cool because we're putting that power in kids' hands, and then the next generation has the tools they need to like address all these like daunting numbers that we're confronting right now.
Yeah, and you know what I'm gathering from a lot of what you said here is the importance of, like, we often will go to school even here and focus on all the necessities, you know, math, reading, you know, all that stuff, but without realizing that intricately wise, in order to pull out our fullest potential, creativity is a big mix in us expressing and bringing our gifts, whatever they might be, even if they're mathematics, to the world. And I think a lot of schools will think, yeah, we don't need that art stuff, you know, and design stuff. But actually, they all kind of mesh together and are very important.
I completely agree with you. I think like the convergence of subjects is what I've always cared about. And it's really cool when I'm sort of running my own company now, I have to employ all these different skills every day, like on the entrepreneurship and business side, which I have no experience in, also like policy and trying to lead a team, and then working on the design and architecture and engineering of the roof. Sort of it all combines. And I think that a lot of kids in my generation and generations to come will work in careers that don't exist yet, or that we can't even put into words. And so having that well-rounded education is a superpower.
Hi, everyone. I have a quick announcement. Christina of SavvyBroadcasting.com. As everyone might be aware who listens into the show, my second book just hit the stands this July, My Crazy Roommates. And each of the chapters has an illustration of an owl character that captures the essence of each chapter. Well, just before the book signing of my book, My Crazy Roommates, I had printed one of the owl characters on bookmarks. And they were such a hit that I ended up putting one on a mug. And friends and family and readers loved them so much that we decided to put together a shop with these whimsical owl characters, not only on Etsy, but in our very own website, SavvyBroadcasting.com. So for that and many other wonderful evergreen gifts that we'll continue to put up, as well as characters to come up for our future books, go to SavvyBroadcasting.com. or crazynestcreations.etsy.com and get your very own gift today. Oh my God, you are so right. Look what happened with ChatGPT just recently. I mean, it just popped out of nowhere, or at least for the general population, and how that's just revolutionizing business and the world, and we don't even know what's next. And, you know, you mentioned, you know, having to work with different populations and hire people. I mean, how has it been for you? I'm guessing due to your age, maybe you're like, really, you own a company? Has it been difficult for you to get people on your team and to take you seriously? Like, how has that worked out?
No, thank you for asking. It's been really hard. I've also been really blessed to have a strong core group of people that believe in me and that fight for this idea. And I think that something that I've really learned is that even if people kind of have a crisis of confidence in, you know, in a kid running a company or whatever, I think that if they can connect to our purpose and our values, they make them their own. And kind of when that happens, when someone's able to see that this work is really important, or I have a daughter, and so this is something that I care about helping with, they'll kind of move mountains and make impossible things work. So I've been really blessed to see that. But just on the day-to-day, like in a normal way, I feel like I've made this big leap, and I have so much to learn every day in terms of I don't know, like how to pitch to an investor or open a bank account, or just like day-to-day things. And so I've just kind of, the approach I've taken is to realize I don't have all the answers. I'm not sure, but I believe in this with all my heart. I'm going to pour all my time and energy into making it successful, and I'm going to keep learning and asking questions. And so that's what I've been doing. It's been working. It's been hard. And I've had sort of a crash course education in this over the past few months, but yeah. I've really enjoyed it as well.
Well, you mentioned something very important, is that you're open to education and learning, which is good for anyone at any stage. It doesn't matter how old or young or whatever you are, wherever stage you are, there's still more to learn. And when you're at that thing where you're humble enough to go like, what don't I know? How can I learn more? That's when, you know, you open up the door for other people to go like, well, we can all help each other. And I like that. I think more companies, business owners listening in, if they could run their company from an idea that, hey, this is my idea, this is my vision, but I can't do it alone. What skills and talents can all of you all come with me and help me create this vision if you believe in it as well? I mean, that's just really how I think most companies would run best, if they came at it from that idea.
Thank you. Yeah, I hope so. We're very early on right now, but it has been a hugely cool experience for me, and I feel really grateful that people have taken a chance on me in some ways, I'm really excited to see where it goes next. I took a little bit of a risk. I've noticed that with Bloombox, I often end up sort of taking a big risk with some values behind it and then hoping it pays off, and often it does. Sometimes we fail greatly, but at least we're daring greatly at the same time. So I took a quarter off of school this quarter off of college to focus full time on Bloombox. And it was definitely scary to sort of do something a little bit different. But I think that it's paid off in very many ways. If anything, just to allow me time to focus on something that I really love and sort of have that clarity moving forward. I think that Bloombox as a product and as a concept to make these solar powered computer labs out of shipping containers is awesome. I'm also really excited to see how this concept evolves. I think I want to work in education architecture all my life, but I think that as we talked about, like, designs are always changing. We always have to be innovating. So I think the company more than anything is sort of a concept and an idea that we can bring these creative problem solving ideas to this really hard problem. And I'm excited to see how we'll continue to address that challenge moving forward.
Well, I love that you're positive about it. And you said something very, very important, which is, you know what? It's not always going to be successful. But if you don't ever try, then you never, ever will definitely not be successful. but if you dare greatly, you will reach success. Maybe not in the first light or vision you had, but then you just have to pivot and just relaunch. And it's that small tweaks and sometimes it's just a teeny tweak and then boom, that's the thing that launches it. But you do have something exciting to share with our audience, which is your new learning app, the Launch Super Bloom. Share that with our audience.
Yeah, thank you for asking. So with the Bloom boxes, we've set up three so far. So there are three working Bloom boxes bringing power to over 4,000 students, supporting them with computers attached to an off-grid educational server. And so that has been incredible. And sort of the next step with that is to scale this initiative to more schools across Malawi. We hope to put in potentially 10 more in the new year upwards and beyond 70 in the years to come. And the way that we want to fuel that is by partnerships and also through selling the roofs commercially. So one thing I've been focusing on is moving some production to North America of the roof systems and selling those commercially, which will be a very interesting thing to see how that experiment goes. And the other very exciting thing is we plan to connect all Bloom boxes to Starlink internet. So the current Bloom boxes will all have access to the whole world now, which I'm really excited to see the kind of potential unlocked from there. And that will be in kind of a joint launch with this network called Super Bloom. So the concept for Super Bloom is that after long periods of drought, for example, like in the Grand Canyon, this happened, or even just throughout California last year, I was noticing this in my first year of college. There was a drought for a long time, and then the first rain came, and it was just a really simple resource like rain, and then the whole earth just exploded in wildflowers. And it's I think for me, it's a concept that with a very simple resource like potential that already exists and is already right there can just kind of come into full bloom. So we're creating this network where students can shoot 1-minute videos with a question at the end, both at high schools in Malawi and in Canada and the US and around the world, starting at my high school in Vancouver and the site of the first Bloombox, and then be supported with answers to their questions from university students that are majoring in the subjects related to their questions, and kind of be supported with resources that way. And I hope that it's kind of just a simple platform that could make sort of a big difference. So I'm really excited to be launching that. We're developing that software, and it will be launching in this winter. So that's my update.
That's awesome. Well, I know everyone listening in, not only have they been inspired by your journey and hopefully thinking, I got to do better and pull my ideas and make the world a better place myself. How can I do that? But I'm sure they would like to help you in your journey and your vision. Can anyone help out? Is there a way to help out with the Bloombox project and Super Bloom that you're doing now? How can people find out more about you and all of that?
Thank you for asking. We're so excited to have more people joining our team and supporting our work. Well, first, you can check out our website, bloomboxdesignlabs.com. That has the full story and information and a video we put together with kind of a combination of 3 years worth of video footage of the deployments of the labs, and then also following us on social media at sparkly.n.smart, which kind of is the Bloombox account that stemmed from my social enterprise. Those would be amazing. And then also just like connecting with me, Sophie Rue, Sophie with an F. I would love to answer any questions by email at any time.
Awesome. So just to clarify, to find you on social media, it's Sparkling and Smart, is it?
Sparkly, yes. S-P-A-R-K-L-Y.
Awesome. And,
yes. Or email me, sophie@stanford.edu at any time.
Awesome. And I'll make sure to put this in the show notes as well. Well, you know, Sophie, it's been awesome chatting with you today and hearing your wonderful journey. There's going to be much more in the future. We need to have you back several more times because I know you're going to do much more amazing things in the future. I thank you so much for all the wonderful work you're doing at Bloombox and all your team. And thank you so much for coming to Savvy Broadcasting today.
Thank you for having me and for giving a platform like this to entrepreneurs and people with big ideas. It was a privilege to be here. Have a great
Thank you.
Looking for a hilarious read? Well, check out my latest book, My Crazy Roommates. The names have been changed to protect the deranged. Step into the wild and unpredictable world of young adulthood in the heart of New York City. Brace yourself for a roller coaster ride through the trials, tribulations, and hilarious moments of shared living spaces with a colorful cast of characters. Fasten your seatbelt and get ready to laugh, cringe, and maybe shed a tear as you delve into the pages of My Crazy Roommates. So get your copy today, available at Amazon.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.